He also created moving pillars of fire and of smoke.
并且在旷野中用移动的火柱和云柱带领以色列人。
All to guide the nation of Israel through the desert.
是要带领以色列人在旷野中行路。
He split the Red Sea in two.
他把红海一分为二。
And had the nation of Israel pass right through.
这样以色列人可以从红海之中穿过。
Each of these miracles showcased the mighty power of God and his love for his people.
每一个神迹都完全地展示了我们的上帝他 无尽的爱以及无穷的能力。
Even more so, all of these miracles, they were given to the previous generation of the nation of Israel.
而且这些神迹都是行在以色列人的前一代上一代。
The children of that generation, they knew those miracles well.
那前一辈的以色列人他们的后代他们知道这些神迹。
They served as a reminder of the lengths that God will go to save and protect his people.
这些神迹是用来作为一个提醒告诉新一代的以色列人当他们进入所应许之地的时候，同样的神会拯救和保护他们。
Because God is sovereign over all things.
因为上帝是万有之王。
He makes his miracles intricate and specific.
他让他的神迹是虽然复杂，但是却是非常的具体。
This miracle we see in Joshua chapter 3 and chapter 4.
我们在约书亚记第三章和第四章所看到的这个神迹
It had an important date.
有一个非常重要的日子
It was 40 years from the day Oh, sorry, I wasn't sure how far I had to go. Okay. It was 40 years from the day that God had separated the Red Sea.
这一天是以色列人渡过红海上帝分开红海让以色列人过去的第四十个周年
and allowed Moses and the nation of Israel to walk through
是让以色列人渡过红海的那一天
the crossing of the Red Sea was a reminder of his provision and promise
上帝让以色列人渡过红海是提醒他们上帝的供应和保护
Of which then he commands a physical reminder to be created.
因此他要让以色列人建造一个物质上的提醒来提醒他。
God did not want Israel to forget what he had done for them in the wilderness for 40 years.
上帝不想让以色列人忘记神是如何带领以色列人在旷野中所施行的这美好的奇迹。
For the coming time and the coming years were a time of warfare.
是在将要来临的时间，特别是将要来临与迦南人征战的这个时候，对他们的提醒。
It was almost as if God was saying to the Israelites, "I have not forgotten you."
这就像以色列人神对以色列亲自对他们说，我没有忘记你们。
So don't forget me and my actions for you.
也不要忘记我以及我向你们所行的神迹。
For God had not only given the nation of Israel physical reminders of what God had done for them, he also gives us physical reminders as well.
就像上帝不仅仅给以色列人一个物质上的提醒，他也给我们有这样的提醒。
He has given us the cross.
他给了我们十字架。
As Christians, this is our perpetual reminder of what God has done.
对于基督徒来说，十字架是我们一个永远的提醒，提醒我们基督在十字架上所成就的圣功。
That the Father sent his one and only begotten Son to come to earth.
上帝差遣他的独生爱子为我们的缘故来到这个世界上。
Being fully God and fully man.
是完全的神也是完全的人。
Living a perfect sinless life.
他在地上所过的是一个完全无过的 纯洁的圣洁的生活。
So that he could do what no priest and what no sacrifice before could do, being the perfect high priest and the perfect sacrifice.
因此耶稣他能成就没有任何的祭司，没有任何的祭牲所能成就的大事。
He suffered.
他为我们受苦。
He bled.
他为我们流血。
He died.
他为我们牺牲。
He died on the cross to atone for the sins of his people.
他死在十字架上是为了 为我们赎我们的罪。
So they would be forgiven.
这样子我们的罪就会被赦免。
And he was taken off the cross and rose again from the dead so that people would spend eternity in heaven.
他从十字架上被取下，但是又三日之后复活，这样我们也能够我们的罪得赦免，我们也有一个复活的盼望。
He defeated death.
他战胜了死权。
The cross serves as a reminder, a physical one, yet one that is not kept in a solitary place like the pillars of Joshua 4.
这个十字架就是对基督徒一个永远的提醒，但是这个提醒不仅仅只留在一个地方，就像在约旦河边的这石堆一样。
No, the cross is not a single reminder, but a perpetual one.
那十字架也不仅仅只是一个提醒，而是一个永恒的提醒。
Something that cannot be destroyed or eroded over time like stone pillars.
它是永远不可被摧毁、朽坏，也不会腐蚀的，就像那石堆一样。
Rather, the cross is a perpetual symbol of what Christ did.
然而，十字架是上帝借着耶稣基督所成就的圣功里面对我们一个永远的提醒。
He sacrificed himself and rose again from the dead for the glory of God the Father so that we may have new life.
耶稣基督为我们受死复活，这样子我们可以借着耶稣基督的死与复活有永生的盼望。
Yet we must do more than just remember the acts of God.
但是我们不仅仅只是纪念耶稣基督为我们所做的事情。
For remembering something should cause a response to what is being remembered.
当我们纪念一件事情的时候，我们要生发出一些反应来对这个我们所纪念的事情有一个反应。
And our text, it leads us to the same conclusion. We must not only remember, but reflect on what God has done.
因此我们不仅仅只是应该记住上帝为我们所做的事情，我们也要思想上帝为我们所做的事。
Yet this can be hard to do.
这有的时候可能是比较困难的。
We must take time specifically out of our day that we can reflect on the purpose behind an action and grow because of it.
因为这需要我们在我们忙碌的一天中抽出特别的时间来思想哪些事情还已经被成就，我们如何从这些事情里面去得到成长的动力。
This is why our second point is so important.
这就是我要说的第二点，为什么这一点非常的重要呢？
Yet we rarely reflect on what we have seen or gone through.
我们对我们所见的或者是我们所经历的事情，我们常常没有去反思。
Now, my four daughters and I, we love to take selfies.
我和我的四个女儿特别喜欢拍自拍相。
My phone, it is littered with photos of me and my girls smiling at the camera and taking a snapshot of the moment we just experienced.
在我的手机里面存满了我和我的女儿们在各样的时间和场合里面一起照的相。
We take these pictures so we can remember it.Remember that moment at another point in time.
当我们一起来看这些照片的时候，就让我们想起在那个特别的时刻、特别的地方，我们一起所享受的欢乐的时间。
Yet these photos, they don't just stay saved on my phone.
这些照片不仅仅只是存留在我的手机里面。
At least once a week, my oldest daughter, Deborah, asks to see these pictures.
至少每周一次，我的大女儿 Deborah 就会要求我们一起来看这些照片。
And actually, she usually asks to see all of them.
实际上常常她要求要看所有的这些照片。
So we sit down and we look at them and we talk about what we were doing and where we were, and most importantly, why we were doing so.
所以我们常常就在一起坐下来，来看这些照片，来思想在什么时候、什么地方这些照片是我们在一起照照片。更重要的是，为什么我们照了这些照片？
Why we were at the park that day, why we were on the trip, why we dressed in weird costumes.
为什么那一天我们在这个公园里面，为什么我们穿着这样奇怪的衣服，为什么我们穿着这样的服装等等等等。
We dig deep into our memory so that we can reflect on the past, live in the present with an eye on the future.
我们把过去的照片用这个很多的时间去思想，这样子我们就可以来过，虽然在现在的生活里面，但是我们可以去展望未来。
Joshua 4, it teaches us to do just the same.
约书亚的第四章教导我们的就是要做这样同样的事情。
The Israelites, they were told to create two memorials so that the people in the present and the futureCould reflect on the mighty acts of God.
以色列人要建立这两个大石堆，这样子他们当时的人以及未来的人以后的以色列的后代都会纪念上帝在他们所行的，在他们身上所行的奇事。
Reflect and know Him more.
思想并且知道上帝，更多的知道上帝。
Joshua commanded that 12 stones be placed in the river exactly where the bearers of the Ark of the Covenant stood.
上帝让约书亚告诉以色列人要把第一个石堆十二块石头要堆在这个扛约柜的人站立的那个确切的地点。
As well as on the banks of the river.
并且另外一个石堆是在河岸。
Each of these stood as physical reminders, as a reflection tool to remind them of who God is.
这两个石堆每一个都是用来作为提醒的工具，让以色列人记住上帝在这个时刻，在这个地点向他们所行的事情。
They were reminded that God is not only a promise maker, but a promise keeper.
他们提醒用来提醒以色列人，上帝不仅仅只是约的立定者，而且是约的施行者。
In Genesis, God gave Abraham, the father of Israel, a promise.
在创世纪，上帝给亚伯拉罕，也就是以色列的这个祖先，一个约定。
That God would give Abraham and his descendants, a nation, a people, that he would give them land, and that the land would be filled with milk and honey.
上帝向亚伯拉罕应许，他会给亚伯拉罕以及他的后裔一个国家，一个民族，一个牛奶与蜜的美地。
This land was the land of Canaan.
这个地就是迦南地。
When the Israelites were in captivity in Egypt, you can bet they were thinking about this land that God had promised them.
当以色列人在埃及为奴的时候，你可以完全的想象他们是如何的渴望在迦南这块上帝所应许他们的美地。
Then God brought them out of slavery, out of bondage, out of sorrow and night into the land that He had promised them, a land for them to call home.
上帝是如何的将以色列人从这为奴之地、被捆锁之地、一个悲伤忧愁的地方带他们到了这美好的应许的地方。
A land they cross over into in the chapter we read, Joshua 4.
这个地方就是我们在约书亚记第三章和第四章所看到的他们渡过约旦河所要进入的这块美地。
For it was important for the Israelites to see that God was a promise keeper and not just hear about it from the previous generation.
更重要的是，这新一代的以色列人不仅仅只是听说过上帝在他们的祖先上面所行的神迹，更加是要亲身的体验上帝的神迹。
For God is a loving God, and He never breaks His promises.
上帝是慈爱的神，他永远不会违背他自己的约定。
He may take a long time in fulfilling those promises, yet they will always be fulfilled, for that is who God is.
也许要有一个这个约定，也许要用很长的时间才能够实现，但是上帝永远不会违背他自己的约定。
These stones, they were a symbol of his fulfilled promise. He brought the entire nation of Israel into the land, not just some of them, but all of them, just as he promised.
那这些石头是上帝守约的一个见证，他不仅仅只是将以色列人I'm sorry, I missed your second part.
He brought them, the entire nation of Israel, into the land, not just some of them, but all whom he promised.
Yeah, 这个石头不仅只是他的约定的见证，而且是这个见证是他不仅仅带领一部分以色列人进入迦南美地，而且是带领所有的以色列人进入他所应许的这个地方。
And he did so all by himself with his presence in the Ark of the Covenant leading the nation of Israel.
他是在这样子的施行这样的神迹的时候，是让约柜来带领以色列人。
Brothers and sisters, this account in Joshua should not only cause us to reflect on God being a promise keeper to the physical nation of Israel, but how he is a promise keeper to his people now.
这个约定不仅仅只是显示他上帝对以色列人所施行的这个拯救，更加是让我们上帝的这个子民来看见上帝如何在我们身上来实现他与我们所立的约。
How he kept his promise to be the Savior and to die on the cross to save his people from sin.
他如何为他的所拣选的子民拯救我们的罪，让耶稣基督在十字架上实行了救恩。
We see that first promise in Genesis 3:15.
我们在创世纪第三章十五节第一次看到上帝与我们所立的这个约。
For that is one of the most important verses in all of Scripture, and I would actually argue the most important verse in all of Scripture.
这一节经文也许是整本圣经最重要的一节经文。
For it's the crux of the gospel, for it is the first promise of the Savior.
它是救恩福音的最高峰，是对我们救主耶稣基督的一个预言。
For in the middle of God telling Adam and Eve what they were punished for, how they disobeyed God's law, he assured them of hope, hope by a Savior.
虽然亚当夏娃违背了上帝的旨意，犯了犯罪堕落，但是上帝应许他们在将来会有救恩临到。
God fulfilled this promise in when he sent Jesus.
上帝借着差遣耶稣基督降世为人来成就这个应许。
His only begotten Son as the Savior for our sin.
耶稣基督是上帝的独生爱子，他被差遣来拯救我们这些世上的罪人。
Which he fulfilled this act by dying on the cross, and then after being taken off the cross, being buried and being risen from the grave on the third day.
他在十字架上为我们的罪受死而成就这样的救恩，被埋葬第三日从死里复活。
We must always reflect on the cross, for it serves as a perpetual reminder of the depth of his sacrifice.
我们要常常的思想上帝借着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，并且看到我们要如何去实行我们在地上实现在地上的生活。
That God himself made and kept the promise to save his people from our sin.
上帝给了我们这样的应许，并且实现了这个应许，成就了这个应许。
If you know Jesus as your Savior, this cross serves as a reminder of that action.
如果你承认耶稣基督是你的救主，那十字架就是一个见证，一个纪念，提醒我们，基督为我们所做的救恩。
Of the act of the life, death, and resurrection of the Savior.
是我们的救主，他的生，他的死，他的复活，的见证。
Because of the importance of the grace that God has given, we cannot keep this good news to ourselves.
我们在上帝给我们的救恩是如此的大，我们不能够将这个救恩只是保留在我们自己的身上。
We must share this knowledge with others, revealing the gospel to them, so they may learn of the Savior's love shown to us by the cross.
我们必须要将上帝的福音分享给我们周边的人，让他们知道上帝的福音是何等的美好。
Speaking of knowledge, many of us love to learn.
说到这个知识，我们很多人都喜欢这个学习知识。
And some children may be very excited because it's summer and they don't have to learn as much.
很多孩子们可能会很高兴，因为到了放暑假的时候，他们不需要去学习很多的知识。
I'm one of those people that loves to learn. I try to read as much as I can, any book I can get my hands on.
但我是一个非常爱喜爱知识的人，我愿意从每一本书，我能拿到的每一本书都能够学到里面的知识。
Because I always want to know and grow in my knowledge and wisdom.
我总是希望能够从阅读中从学习中不断地获取更多的智慧和知识。
But even with all that reading, there is no comparison to talking to a person who experienced an event.
尽管你可以在书中学到很多的知识，但是远远不足于和这个亲身经历的人的谈话，你所学到的东西那么多。
For it brings that event to life.
因为我们的知识是来自于生活。
Almost two decades ago, way before I moved back into this area, I took my grandfather to here, Washington, D.C.
大概20年前，在我重新搬回到北维州这个地方的时候，我带着我的祖父来到 D.C. 这个地方。
They had recently dedicated a memorial to the Korean War.
在那个时候D.C. 新建了一个韩战的纪念碑。
As a Korean War veteran, he wanted to see it and to remember those who had lost their lives as they served alongside him.
我的祖父是韩战的老兵，他想来借着参观韩战纪念碑来缅怀与他一同作战的战友们。
And to reflect on the cost of their lives.
并且缅怀他们的这个生前的生命。
Furthermore, he wanted to reveal his actions in this conflict to his eldest grandson.
并且将他们所经历的事情向他的最大的孙子来揭示出来，来告诉他。
I was humbled. I knew my grandfather was a mechanic on a Boeing B-29 Superfortress.
我当时真的是完全的谦卑下来，因为我知道我的祖父是波音超级堡垒空中超级堡垒战斗机的这个机械师。
Yet he had never told me of the first-hand actions that he saw and the events that he experienced.
但是在之前，他从来没有亲自告诉我他 这样的亲身的经历。
So while we were there, he revealed to me what him and his plane's crew had went through.
当我们在韩战纪念碑前的时候，他向我详细的讲述了他和他的战友们所经历的事件。
I was humbled and saw my grandfather in a new light.
我在我的祖父面前觉得非常的谦卑，因为我从另外一个角度，一个侧面看到了我自己的祖父。
I knew I will never forget this firsthand account of this war.
我知道我将永远不可能忘记我这样子亲身经历的韩战。
It's been forever etched into my memory.
永永远远的这个故事就铭刻在了我的心里面。
If he is still alive when my children can truly understand the gravity of this conflict, I know they will remember it too.
如果我的祖父还在的时候，我想我的孩子们也会非常深刻的记住这一场悲剧的战争所带来的事件。
Yet if he passes on to glory before that time, I will reveal this story to them. I will pass on to my children what he passed on to me.
我也会将我的祖父传给我的这个故事传给我的孩子们，这样他们也会记住这些老兵的荣耀。
This is the third command that God gives to Joshua and the nation of Israel.
这是上帝给约书亚以及以色列民的第三个诫命。
To take their children to these memorial stone pillars and to reveal to them what happened and the purpose behind it.
他要约书亚将以色列民带到这个石堆面前，告诉他们在这里所发生的事情，并且让他们永远纪念。
Just as I may use an object in a lesson to teach youth or children, Joshua commands parents, as well as the local covenant community, to teach children about the character and actions of our holy God.
就像有的时候我会在儿童或者是青少年的 Bible study 的时候，用某一些事物物件来提醒他们所要学习的东西。上帝也让约书亚用这个物件来告诉以色列人记住上帝在他们身上所行的神迹。
How he cared for them, how he has cared for them in fulfilling the promise of bringing them to the land and way to the promised land.
提醒他们记住上帝如何的眷顾以色列人，如何的带领以色列人，经过旷野之地来到那美好的牛奶与蜜的迦南美地。
This command was to be perpetual. It was to be done forever.
这个要求是要永远存留的，要永永远远的被以色列人所守住。
In the same way, this command is for us as well. The stones may not be there, but the cross is.
这样的诫命同样也应用在我们身上。虽然约旦河边的石堆现在已经不存在了，但是十字架却是永永远远的提醒。
We must share with our children the goodness of the gospel of grace.
我们必须要和我们的孩子们一起分享上帝恩典的良善。
Now, by children, I don't just mean if you are a parent and have sons and daughters.
孩子，我并不是只是说我们自己的儿女或者是孙辈。
I also mean grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and those who are young in age who are in faith in the local church.
而且包括我们孩子的孩子，我们的外甥或者是我们的邻舍的孩子，或者是我们 community 我们社区的孩子们。
I'm talking about anyone and everyone who is part of this local covenant community.
我所说的是，在我们的这个地方教会社区里面，任何的孩子。
No one escapes this command.
没有人从这个命令中能够逃离。
For those of you who are children,Share it with your brothers and sisters. Share it with your friends at school or in your extracurricular activities. Share the gospel.
对于我们的孩子们，你们要把这个福音与你们的 弟兄姐妹分享，与你们的朋友们分享，与你们课外和活动里面的小伙伴们一起分享。
Share the grace of God. Share the reminder of the cross.
与他们一起分享上帝的恩典，与他们分享上帝在你们身上所成就的事情。
Share the love of God.
分享上帝的爱。
For the church is a local community, a community of believers, a segment of the family of God, and we must be prepared to do our duty.
因为我们的教会，我们的家庭是上帝教会的一部分，我们分享福音是我们的责任。
For it's a duty that we promise when we baptize a person.
这个责任是当我们为一个人受洗的时候所有的。
Think about the vows when you baptize either an adult or a child.
当一个成年人或者是一个孩子他受洗的时候。
One of the vows is to undertake the responsibility of assisting the parents in the Christian nurture of this child.
我们是在这个誓言的一部分，是要帮助这个孩子的家长，让他们在这个属灵的家庭里面健康的成长。
And this vow, it must be taken seriously, yet sadly, it's the one that's most neglected.
我们本身应该是要非常严肃地对待这个誓言，但是不幸的是，我们常常忽略了这个誓言。
This is a command for us all, no matter our age, to be part of children's lives as teachers of the Bible.
这个要求是对所有的人，对我们每个所有的人，我们要在孩子们他们属灵生命成长的这个过程中尽我们的本分。
We must study His word so we can teach them.
我们必须要认真地学习上帝的话语。这样子我们可以把他的话语来教导给我们的孩子们。
We must serve in places where we can teach others who may be children or maybe even just new Christians to learn about God and His everlasting love.
我们要在教会中来侍奉，这样子我们可以来教导我们的孩子们，或者是新来教会的慕道友，可以告诉他们上帝是如何的爱我们。
All Christians, no matter their age, no matter your knowledge or ability, are called to do this in some way, shape, or form.
所有的基督徒，无论你的年岁，无论你在教会的时间的长短，所有的人，我们都有这样的呼召来做这样的事情。
Teaching the young in faith or young in age about the gospel of grace.
去教导在年岁上年轻的人，或者是在属灵生活上、属灵阶段上年轻的人，让他们来更多的认识上帝的恩典。
Yet this command doesn't end there.
但是这个命令不仅仅到此为止。
Joshua 4 also states that these pillars, these stones, are to be a witness to those who are not of Israel.
在约书亚第四章，上帝也告诉以色列人，这些石头不仅仅只是为以色列人。
In our passage today, it says that they may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, and that you may fear the Lord your God forever.
这些在约书亚的第四章是要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华。
This means that these stones were not only used for discipleship, but for evangelism, to show the mighty works of God and their obedience to them.
所以这些石头不仅仅只是用来做门徒的训练，更加是要做福音的事工，让人看到我们万能全能的神，他的手是造大事的。
The same is true with the cross.
同样的，我们的十字架也是有这样的功效。
The cross is not just a single reminder, but a perpetual one of the actions of God for believers to reflect on, but also for what Jesus has done for those who are not yet followers of Him.
十字架不仅仅只是一个单独的记号，但是是一个永远的提醒，让我们这些信主的人以及还没有信主的人 看到上帝已经所成就的救恩。
The cross shows the unbeliever what each and every one of us deserve.
十字架提醒我们，每一个还没有信主的人，他们所应当承受的事情。
How Christ suffered for us out of his love for his people. How he died and he rose again from the dead.
耶稣如何因着对世人的爱，他为我们的罪死在十字架上，并且受死复活。
And just as a reminder, this call to evangelism, just like discipleship, is for everyone, no matter their age, whether you are a small child crawling on the ground or an older adult.
传福音的这个呼召，就像门徒训练一样，是要应用到所有的基督徒，对所有的人而言，无论是婴孩或者是老人。
For just because you are young in age or older in age does not remove you from this command.
无论是在年岁上年轻的或者是年长的，你都要在这个要求诫命之下。
For you have people in your lives that you can share the gospel with.
是对所有你可以分享福音的人的话。
It may not be very complex.
你所分享的并不一定需要非常的复杂。
It may be as simple as singing a song, which we sang in church this morning. It may be just teaching one tiny aspect that you heard in Sunday school to your friend or your neighbor.
每一次也许就像我们今天所唱的诗歌一样，唱一首诗歌，或者是简单的分享一段经文，或者是你在那个时候所经历的一件事情。
No matter how little or much you share of the gospel of grace, if you are a follower of Christ, he has given you a platform to share the gospel with others.
无论你的分享是多是少，是大是小，上帝已经给了你一个传福音的平台。
Live this command.
去活出这个诫命。
Now, the cross is not just the cross is not a reminder of grace to those who, sorry. Now the cross is not a reminder of grace to those who he has saved. It's not just a reminder to them.
所以这个恩典不仅仅十字架不仅仅只是对那些已经蒙恩得救的人的提醒。
It's also a reminder of what is to come for those who have not confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior.
而且是对那些还没有信主的人，告诉他们即将到来的审判是什么样子的。
It is a reminder of the pain and the agony you will go through if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, spending eternity in hell if you do not confess Him as Lord.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督做你的救主，你将会在永恒的地狱中，在永火中所经历的苦难和折磨。
If you do not know Jesus, I implore you, seek the Lord where he is found.
如果你还没有认识耶稣基督，我恳求你去寻求他。
Come before him in prayer and see the unchanging gospel as the consistent record of God's love for you.
来到耶稣基督的面前，寻求他的帮助，来到上帝话语的面前去阅读。去寻找他的真理。
How he loves you.
知道他是如何的爱你。
Confess your sins to him and you will be forgiven.
在他面前承认你的罪，他就必赦免你的罪。
For today is not the day of judgment.
因为今天还不是审判的日子。
There is still hope. You can be with him in heaven if you confess and seek forgiveness today.
如果你向他认罪悔改，在今天你仍然有机会成为他的孩子。
This is the blessing of God's love.
这就是上帝爱的祝福。
This morning we have seen from Joshua 4 that God gives perpetual reminders to his people to remind us of his love and his grace.
今天我们借着约书亚记第四章我们看到上帝对我们的提醒，看到上帝对我们的恩典和爱。
He gave the nation of Israel 12 stones as physical reminders of his actions.
他给以色列民 十二个石头所立的石柱提醒他们上帝对他们的爱和保护。
Just as he has given us the cross.
就像上帝给我们这个十字架。
To remind us of the atonement of Christ for our sins.
提醒我们耶稣基督为我们的罪做上了赎罪的代价。
There's a great hymn by the modern hymn writer Keith Getty, which sums up the gospel in this.
有一个赞美诗，他总结了上帝的这个恩典。
On the cross that Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied.
在十字架上，耶稣基督为我们受死，他的上帝的愤怒被平息。
For on him every sin was laid, here in the death of Christ I live.
在十字上耶稣基督的死让我们能够活。
The cross reminds us today of the act of God as we can reflect on what Christ has done, that he did not stay on the cross, yet he was buried, he was dead, and he rose again from the grave on the third day.
十字架是提醒我们耶稣基督为我们的罪钉死在十字架上，成就上帝的公义。但是耶稣并不仅仅只是停留在十字架上，他被埋葬，三日之后复活，为我们带来永生的盼望。
And know that if you are a follower of Christ, he is your Savior, he died for you.
如果你认识、接受耶稣基督做你的救主，你就知道他是为你的罪而死。
The cross, we see from it that grace, grace of God abounds as a solemn reminder of the greatest loving act of all of history.
从十字架上我们看到上帝的爱真的是从古到今是最丰富最浩大的爱。
And this is what we must reveal to the world, the truth of the grace of God.
这就是我们要向这个世界所宣扬的所宣告的上帝的恩典是如此的广阔高深。
Freely offered out of love for us.
是完全没有不需要我们去赎买的去获得的，是白白赐给我们的救恩。
So remember, reveal this love to God, reflect on this love of God, and remember it so that you may remember the grace that he has given as we see in the cross.
我们要借着十字架来纪念上帝的救恩，我们要思想这个救恩在我们身上所行的神迹，并且要行出我们在地上所过的圣洁的生活。
Praise be to God. Amen.
我们赞美我们的神。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, Holy and Almighty God.
我们在天上的父，全能的上帝。
Please help us remember, reflect, and act upon your love.
请帮助我们纪念、反思，并且行出你在我们身上所行的爱。
And share your love with all of those who are around us.
将我们所接受的爱与我们众人分享。
Whether we are a young child, a teenager, or an adult.
无论我们是小孩子，或者是年轻人，或者是成年人。
You have given us the opportunities to share your word with those who are around us.
你都给了我们机会，让我们与我们周边的朋友来分享你的福音。
You have also given us the opportunity to pour into the others around us.
你也给我们这样的机会，去把我们周围的人来带到福音中。
Please, Father, give us the courage and the strength and the zeal to evangelize the lost and to disciple those who follow you.
父啊，求你给我们有勇气、智慧，还有能力，将更多还不认识你的人带入到你的福音中。
And to share to the next generation the perpetual love you have for us.
并且向我们的后辈来分享你给我们这样永恒的纪念。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.